All right, let's move on to Starfinger.
There's nothing like the spectacle, oh, that you can't deny. When a grand parade so fanciful begins its marching by.
I thought this could be a cousin of Oogie Boogie from The Nightmare Before Christmas, the vocal and delivery, you know. It was reminiscent of that for me, and which is good. It's a good thing. And the vinyl scratch solos and those vinyl scratch freakouts are pretty cool. I like that sound. I like that effect. I like kind of how manic it got, and that was all good.
Wasn't there also kind of a sampler solo in there as well? I thought I heard like a whole bunch of samples just like being laid down rhythmically. Like, I don't know if it was done live or whatever, but it sounded really cool.
At first, I thought it was samples, but then I at the end of it, it seemed to evolve into or become the scratches. And I went back and I thought, well, maybe it was the scratches the whole time, but I don't know.
There were definitely some samples in there. Like, okay. there's a sample of I Love a Parade that gets chopped up and mangled in there, and it's so great.
But I thought that was the scratching. So if you have a record and it's playing the I Love a Parade, and then you go back, and so who knows? But on the other hand, I guess, well, yeah, hard for me to tell. I don't know.
Either way, they were speaking with their hands. oh my God, this was such a cool song. Like, I felt like the singer was like a carnival barker, like screeching at you a little bit. And then I felt like I was on some sort of ride. And, you know, and then like the ride I was on, like, lurches to a stop as the marching band passes. And then I felt a little ill. And then came the blistering sampler solo, and, the whole thing just finally kind of shuddered to a stop at the end. It was, it had a start, a middle, and an ending.
Was this your first experience with Starfinger?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, then go back, and there's some wonderful Starfinger stuff that you will enjoy. More Than Soup from Starfinger, a lot of people will consider that one of the greatest songs in Songbite history.
Oh, wow.
Like, check out More Than Soup. There's also another song called Blimps that he did, and Glenn Case made a great music video for it. Starfinger is so good, and he also did Brain Pipe, that super group with him and Heuristics Inc. Starfinger, I love Starfinger so much, and this wackiness, you're just going to get more and more of it, and it's so good. He's such a brilliant electronic artist who isn't afraid to just go out and do this bizarre, wacky stuff and have so much fun with it. So I enjoyed this a lot. I don't hear this as a single, though. It's just like, it's the truth. I hear it as, you know, in the middle of the album, this is going to come on, and I'm going to enjoy it. It's not like a song I'm going to play a bunch of times, but I really love this mangled, sample, scratch-filled madness that he creates, and this is great.
When you say titles like that, like More Than Soup or Blimps, it's like, I think, you know, if we were thinking about submitting, we'd be like, what a drag of a title. But then here you're saying, like, these are some of the best songs. And it's like, really? They seem fake, you know? It's kind of extraordinary how sometimes you can pull something out of seemingly, you know, so esoteric and weird titles.
That's the brilliance of Songfight. I mean, I would have never written a song called Grand Parade. Never would have happened. I would have, like, if it wasn't for Songfight, I would have stayed away from a Grand Parade title, any parade title, just because I am such a fan of My Chemical Romance and the song Welcome to the Black Parade. Suddenly it's just like, oh, why am I going to write a parade song? Like, yeah. I already have a great parade song at home. I don't need more of it. Yeah. But Songfight makes you do these things and makes you have to wrangle titles like More Than Soup to get something good out of it.
So, I wouldn't have written a song at all if it wasn't for Songfight.